This has been a test of the Orange Alert Broadcasting System. In the event of a real emergency, you would be instructed to stay indoors for the entire month of November and report to Army recruiting offices in December. This has been a test of the Orange Alert Broadcasting System from sister station WBAI in New York City! KPFT Houston.
She's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar. Soar with healing in her wings as the land beneath her. God, no other kings. Let the mighty eagle soar. This country's far too young to die.
Welcome to the Christmas Coup Comedy Players. That's the CCCP's monthly laughing nightmare with David Dozer, John McDonough, Mark Kehoe, Marshall Efron, and Alphabetti Olson, Joanna Sabbath, Scooter, John Ashcroft, The Happy Tones, Christopher Zagouras, and me, Janet Coleman. With special guests, Conrad Jordan and Jerry Lobozo, Billionaires for Bush, Ken Fakara, Mike Sklyer, the George W. Bush Singers, Fettigan Voich, and featuring Scooter's archival material from Pacifica's coverage of the Democratic National Convention and Randy Credico as the President of the United States. You can sign on to our mailbox at ChristmasCoup.com. Stay tuned for a laughing nightmare.
It's time to let the mighty eagles, let the eagles soar.
Heading to New York on commercial airline flights. They're jealous of our freedoms and they hate our way of life. Their plots and their schemes have killed scores of Americans. So run and hide from the evil tide of invading Republicans. We're not coming to your party and we don't want you around. Just go away without delay, get your Ashcroft out of town. When we asked for security, you told us to drop dead. Now you want protection, we should kick you out instead. You gave New York a finger, now you want to shake our hands. Don't give us all that crap about United We Stand. We're not your campaign backdrop, just leave us alone. Welcome to New York, now just go home. Plays hero at ground zero, the cameras click away. But everyone remembers how confused he was that day. While Osama was plotting, George was on vacation. Now he wraps himself in 911 and collects campaign donations. Big oil will pollute the streets round Madison Square Garden. Be careful where you walk or you'll get mugged by Halliburton. Three-card Monte dealers will explain deregulation. Maybe we'll get squeegee men to clean up this nation. You gave New York a finger, now you want to shake our hands. Don't give us all that crap about United We Stand. We're not your campaign backdrop, just leave us alone. Welcome to New York, now just go home. They're gonna have a circus with Boy George as chief clown. Cheney in a top hat will lead the clown around. Colin walks a tightrope, well, Condi laughs below. Don Rumsfeld will play himself in the scariest freak show.
Ah.
had gone and got a boat out on the Hudson. We'd be glad if you were scared to come into Manhattan. One night we'd get a tugboat and we'd tow you out to sea. You'd drift around and then sink down just like your policies. You gave New York a finger, now you want to shake our hands. Don't give us all that crap about United We Stand. We're not your campaign backdrop, just leave us alone. Welcome to New York, now just go home. Welcome to New York, now just go home.
We now take you live to Washington, D.C. for a Homeland Security update.
All you radio listeners, listen up. This here's Attorney General John Ashcroft. Me and Homeland Security Director Ridge got us an announcement, by gobs. You're going to listen in and like it. And that's my ruling. Now, set respectful for Tom Ridge. Tom?
Thank you, John. We at Homeland Security have received specific undefined threats that a domestic terrorist group closely aligned with violent radical trial lawyers, hideous Hollywood liberals, and Martha Stewart will be attempting to abscond with Senators Kerry and Edwards. Now, John has some pointers to help you spot these dangerous, wacko, commie anarchists. Mr. Attorney General?
Yeah. Your basic anarchist comes in two types, men and women. Yeah, keep your eye out for these types and you'll help keep America safe.
That's right. We know these creatures are out there. They are active and they hate us. Of course, we're not going to elevate our threat level.
Nope, we ain't gonna, by gobs. We ain't gonna give them the satisfaction. And I ain't tolerating no more jokes about me on no liberal media. God made George president and me attorney general to wipe out evil.
Homeland Security updates are a service of the Average Radio Network and Uncle Bob Young. Stay alert and stay tuned.
We're champions of the earth. We're men of very much worth. We are not zeros. We're materialistic heroes, Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot.
And now for Chapter 1775 in the ongoing adventures of Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot, two right-wing heroes out to make things right.
Gosh, it makes us mad when they spit on our flag, and we see sparks when they protest in our parks. Let Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot wipe them out. That's what we're all about, baby.
We find them at home in their little house by the highway.
Captain Privilege, I just heard on the radio that there's a serious terror alert. What should we do?
I don't know what more we can do, Peter. We've stocked up on water, batteries, canned hams and canned beans. The duct tape is in the freezer. There are cement barricades around the house. And we put an anti-missile device on the roof.
Gee, Captain Privilege, that sounds pretty good. But with terror, you know, you never know.
I know.
I never knew. But you can never know. The terrorists won't tell you who they are. And we don't know who they are. And no one knows who they are. Because if Homeland Security knew who they were, Homeland Security would arrest them. And there'd be no terror alert. But somehow, Tom Ridge knows they're saying truck bombs. And we're right on the highway. Captain, I just had a thought.
How interesting.
Yes, I know.
But Peter, what was the thought?
Oh, yes, the thought. Yeah. Well, Captain, if they're going to blow us up, why are we on a diet?
I don't know. Let's go to the mall. We'll pig out and forget about terrorism and the troubles in Iraq. On the double. Quick.
Where's my cape?
On the floor where you left it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Should I drive?
Oh, yes.
We leave Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot to their journey now, and we will catch up with them later.
It's in the interest of...
It's in the interest of...
A long-term peace in the world.
Long-term peace in the world that we...
That we...
Work
for a free
and secure,
and secure
and peaceful
Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq. It's in
the interest of...
It's in the interest of
long-term
peace in the world.
Long-term peace in the world.
That we
work for a free and secure.
Work for a free and secure
and peaceful
and peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful
and peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
A peace, free and secure Iraq.
A peace, free and secure Iraq.
A peace, free and secure Iraq.
Free and secure Iraq.
A peace, free and secure Iraq.
A peace, free and secure Iraq.
In the midst of the Middle
East. In the midst of the Middle East.
In the midst of the Middle East.
We'll have
enormous
historical
impact.
It's in the interest of.
It's in the interest of.
Long-term peace in the world that we
work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq.
And peaceful Iraq.
Free and secure Iraq.
Free and secure Iraq.
Free and secure Iraq.
In the midst of the Middle East.
We'll
have enormous
historical impact.
We're champions of the earth. We're men of very much worth. We are not zeros, we're materialistic heroes, Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot.
Part 2 of Adventure 1775 in the lives of Captain Privilege and Peter Patriot. We pick them up entering the mall.
Ah, the food court. That was really fast.
I was only taking orders.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look, Peter, at the cookie stand, a medium-sized man with a black mustache, a swarthy complexion, wearing a camouflage uniform, a beret, and a sidearm.
If I didn't know Saddam was a prisoner, I would think that I was looking at the dictator himself.
It must be a Saddam Hussein double, and I thought we could forget about Iraq.
Cookies, 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 fresh baked cookies. Try a free sample. I got macadamia, double chocolate chip and oatmeal peanut. And the Baghdad beauties.
I'll take an oatmeal peanut.
Here you go.
It's good.
Hey, let go of my arm.
We know who you are.
You're one of the missing Saddam doubles.
We're turning you into Fox News.
Please, please give me a break. You don't know how I've suffered. They added new vertebrae to my spine and stretched me 3.5 inches. And then they tattooed this mustache to my upper lip.
It's not hair?
No. And you know how I lived? A prisoner in the palace. They kept me in a closet. I could never go out. Never see a movie I wanted to see, only to see movies Saddam had no interest in. Documentaries about insects, how the internal combustion engine really works, and the life of Nikola Tesla.
That really is sad.
And the bodyguards. You know, when they escorted the real Saddam, there was no joke telling. Saddam didn't like that. But with me, it was joke, 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 all the time. And their jokes were not funny. And the tall bodyguard, the one whose job was guarding Saddam's head, would sit down on the job when it was me. You know what that meant? An assassin could shoot me in the head and no one would take the bullet but me. My life was a living hell.
How did you get to this country?
We were smuggled in from Mexico, in buses. There were 96 Saddam doubles, 96 people suffering from Montezuma's revenge and Saddam's legacy all on one bus. It was hideous.
You poor man. Peter, give him a Stars and Stripes fudgy bar, the candy with a wrapper you can salute.
It's the taste of America.
Ugh, there's something fishy in the middle.
That's the anchovy.
Please go. Leave me alone. Don't hand me over to Fox News. I've suffered enough.
What do you think, Peter?
Let him go.
All right. Saddam double, I'm letting you go.
Thank you.
Come, Peter. Let us get some Godiva chocolates and ice cream.
Captain, look! Another Saddam double. One who is aged as the real Saddam is aged. I recognize the slim figure, the beret, the gray mustache, the gray beard, and the sidearm. Stop! We know who you are. You're another one of the Saddam doubles.
Let go of my arm, please. I'm a woman.
Oh, sorry.
My husband will thrash you within an inch of your life for this. Here he comes now.
Captain, look! It's Arnold!
I'm not Arnold. I'm an Arnold double, but you know what? I'm going to beat you up anyway, you sissy girly man.
You can't push me around.
Yes, he can, Captain. He has very big arms. Run for it. Look, Captain, it's President Bush.
Let go of me. I'm a woman.
Oh, forgive me. It was the swagger in your walk that confused me.
Captain, it looks like we can never escape politics.
And I don't care. Where's the ice cream?
We're back out here on the streets with some protesters who have spilled out of the designated free speech area and are assembling in this square.
So who are you going to vote for?
Most likely I'll either not vote or I'll vote for the socialist ticket or maybe Ralph Nader. I live in a swing state, so I don't have to, or I don't live in a swing state, so I don't have to vote for Kerry. I would think about voting for Kerry if I lived in a swing state.
So I didn't know what I was going to do until I started listening to people who are brighter and more knowledgeable than me, including Dennis. And I guess we have to go with Kerry and try to help him from the Democratic Party. In fact, yesterday when I was listening to the different people, including Obama, it's like they picked up what Dennis has been saying all along. So they laughed at him before, and now...
Looks like we've got some company here.
This is an illegal assembly. Have 10 seconds to break up this illegal demonstration. I repeat, you have 10 seconds to clear the streets. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, back to you.
We now go to CCNN, the Christmas Coup News Network. With the war president and the war party coming to New York, Homeland Security is now protecting the Stock Exchange and Citibank, leaving the rest of the city to fend for itself. Tom Ridge, the czar of the fatherland, has put the world on red alert. After hearing chatter from unreliable sources and backed up by foreign intelligence reports from 60 years ago, Tom Ridge has recalled the Coast Guard from Iraq and is now looking for German U-boats off the coast of Long Island. With the Democratic National Convention over and the networks not covering much of it, we now go to CCNN's correspondent Abdullah El Paisan Ben Gazzara Ali G to see how the convention was covered in Iraq and the latest good news from Iraq.
John, I have to tell you that in the interest of rationality and fair and balanced reporting, my name is not Ali G, that HBO phony, but I am Abdullah El Paisan Ben Gazzara with the good news from Iraq.
Sorry about that, Ali Baba.
Well, these things happen, John, but please don't let it happen again because you let it happen every time I'm on the air. I want to say that here at Good News, we all were watching the Al Jazeera presentation of the Democratic Convention, and we were very pleased to hear the American future leader, Kerry, say that he would send 40,000 new tourists to Iraq. This certainly will aid in building our strong new freedom-based economy, and everybody should be happy when the money starts flowing from the foreign tourism into Iraq.
Wait a minute, Ali G. That was troops, 40,000 troops, not 40,000 tourists.
It was my understanding these are 40,000 new tourists. They will change everything and make the situation better.
All right, go ahead.
All right, now we are going to move on, and our dateline is here in Baghdad. The first month of Iraqi independence was historic indeed. July 2004 was the first most action-packed in the 7,000-year history of our country, rivaling even the Assyrians versus Egyptians period in 2200 BC. One exciting incident after another occurred in Mosul, Bakuba, Baghdad, and Najaf, proving that the brilliant Donald Rumsfeld wasn't kidding when he described democracy as a messy proposition. What we are really enjoying is the weekly elections that come in the wake of the tragic deaths of previously elected officials. This has kept the Iraqi people actively engaged in government. Democracy is a free and wild camel that is hard to tame, but we welcome the challenge here in the new Iraq. Dateline, Abu Ghraib. It looks like American venture capitalists will be transforming the internationally known former detention facility into an enormous American-style frat house. Former cells have been converted into cozy student-friendly bedrooms, and the facility will accommodate thousands of American frat boys. An underground brewery will supply the beer needed for the fraternity shenanigans, an amount rumored to be more than 70 kegs a day. In a gesture of international friendship, frat boys will be flown in from all across America, at generous American taxpayer cost, with mass grape-style pledging ceremonies planned for freshmen. This pledging will be webcast, and it is rumored that a pay-per-view reality show is planned. Foreign studies credits will be given to all visiting students, and the Go Grabe hooded sweatshirt is about to become a hot item on every college campus in America. We here in Iraq are proud to reach out to the American college student. Dateline, construction in the Western Desert. Work has begun on the fully modern 16-lane highway system that will eventually connect Iraq with the Mediterranean Sea. Several underused religious sites have been removed from the highway's path. One ancient mosque will become the entrance kiosk to the first roadside food court in Iraq. All of us here are waiting for democracy to come to our Western neighbors so that we can move forward with unrestricted development. And now it's time to go to the numbers. Helicopter crashes, down. Helicopter explosions, up. Car bombs, up, but expected to drop when the weather changes in the fall. Beheadings are down. Kidnappings are up. Days to full resumption of electrical power here in Baghdad, projected 300. Days to functioning sewer system and fresh water for Baghdad, unknown. Anarchy index is now at 9.5. And this is Abdallah El Paisan Ben Gazzara with the good news from Iraq.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who never knows what's right. It's really not my fault. I'm really not that bright. Since I've always had a nice big family trust, I never had to worry when my businesses went bust. They call me the squanderer, I'm the squanderer. I'll bring us down and down and down and down and down. Well, I got to be president through a voting accident. Turned a surplus that touched the sky to a deficit so big it'll make your grandkids cry. Oh, I'm the type of guy who rushes into war, brings terrorists to Baghdad who weren't there before. And when I said we're going for WMD, I meant 200 billion to impose democracy. Cause I'm a squanderer, yeah, a squanderer. I'll bring us down and down and down and down and down. Once every nation mourned, now we're ridiculed and scorned. Losing jobs and goodwill too. There's just no end to the damage I can do. Got Colin on my left with Rummy on my right. If Cheney gave the word, I'd bomb the French tonight. And if you criticize my strategery, Attorney General John will take away your liberty. I'm the squanderer, yeah, the squanderer. I'll bring us down and down and down and down and down. Oh, I can squander from here to yonder. I'll bring us down and down and down and down and down. Really not that keen on keeping air and water clean. Don't think about public schools. You and I know big business makes the rules. Oh, I'm the president who doesn't feel your pain. I'm much too busy learning how to land a fighter plane. And if you wanna know where my compassion goes, just look at all I'm doing for my favorite CEOs. Oh, I'm a squanderer, I'm a squanderer. I'll bring us down and down and down and down and down. Oh, let me ponder what next to squander. I'll bring us down and down and down and down and down. Cause I'm a squanderer.
My
wrong. In order to fight and win the war.
And win the war it requires.
It requires an expenditure of money.
commiserate with keeping a promise to our troops, to make sure that they're well paid and well trained.
Without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit.
We take you now live to the Oval Office, where Vice President Dick Cheney and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice are feeding the pet turtle of the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
What's the name of the President's turtle, Condi?
Terror alert, Dick.
All right, I'll pick up terror alert, Condi.
Why would I do that, Dick?
Pick him up, open his mouth, and I'll pop in the turtle food.
Well, why don't you pick up Terror Alert Dick, open his mouth, and I'll pop in the turtle food?
Well, I made this turtle food myself, Condi, from an old family recipe.
I'm not picking up a turtle, Dick.
Well, the hell with it. I'll just toss in some food. Let Terror Alert figure it out. That's it. There.
Dick, that's too much food for a turtle.
I'll let the turtle decide what's too much food, Condi.
Are you trying to kill the president's turtle, Dick?
If I were trying to kill the president's turtle, Condi, the turtle would be dead.
I don't think Terror Alert looks so well right now, Dick.
Terror Alert is resting, Condi.
Resting in peace, Dick.
There, the turtle just twitched. Terror Alert is alive.
The turtle is not well, Dick.
Well, then we'll call John Kerry and have him come over and give the turtle CPR.
That only works on drowning hamsters, Dick.
What do I know? Whoa, what's happening here, Andy? What is it?
The president called and wants to know how the turtle is.
The turtle is half dead, Andy.
A terror alert is alive and well, Andy.
Terror alert continues, yes. Andy.
The president will be pleased. I hope he took enough antidepressants with him to Iowa. He's 47-47 with Kerry.
Oh, well.
The incumbent has to be above 50%.
Take it easy, Andy. Tell the president his turtle survives.
Terror alert. Condition orange, Andy.
His pet goat, too, I hope.
Oh, well.
Tell the president that his pet goat was an important role in the future of literacy for all children who will be left behind as soon as possible.
That's right.
I'll say the turtle is okay.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, the reason I was reading some old family recipes is that I was trying to find a recipe for rice pudding.
Yeah. Does this have to do with the SEC finding that Halliburton secretly changed its accounting practices when you were its chief executive?
No, it doesn't.
Huh. They fined the company $7.5 million and brought actions against two former financial officers.
I wasn't one of them.
Why do you want a recipe for rice pudding, Dick?
Well, I want to make rice pudding for the president, Condi. I'm told it's very soothing.
Who told you? That drug addict you have for a doctor?
Everyone knows rice pudding is soothing.
I heard it was tapioca that was soothing.
Tapioca is mildly soothing. Rice pudding is more soothing.
Why does the president need so much soothing, Dick?
That's the opposition, Condi.
We own terror, Dick. The president is invulnerable.
Well, I know you're right, Condi.
But?
I'm worried about the president, Condi. Ever since that unsettling press conference just after his birthday when he let loose with that West African curse.
I didn't know that Oedipus was West African, Dick.
You know what I mean, Condi.
Yo, 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 Dick.
Oh, hey, look at that turtle, Condi. Oh, he's doing okay.
Congratulations, Dick. Terror alert lives.
I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, I can't.
Obviously, tonight we're going to hear some phony numbers about what I think and what we ought to do. I think we got to be very careful when we commit our troops. He believes in nation building. I believe we're overextended in too many places. I don't want to be the world's policeman. I want to be the world's peacemaker. But let me say this to you. I wouldn't use force. I wouldn't use force, no. Because it's not in our national interest to use force in this case. I would take the use of force very seriously. Does it mean anything? When you say something, does it mean anything? Does it mean anything? Let me just tell you what the facts are. Saddam Hussein has long-standing, direct, and continuing ties to terrorist networks. Let me just tell you what the facts are. We can't help you. Go home and die.
It's down, down to every one of ya. It's gonna be real close. Remember Gore, Gore lost to Florida by only 500 votes. The right wing is organized. We have to mobilize and make the big push and get rid of George Bush. Make the big push. Get rid of George Bush. Make
the big push.
Get rid of George Bush. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to George Bush. Iraq and Afghanistan, they made a mess. God knows what else they got planned. Don't even wanna guess. Bush wants an amendment to the Constitution. I got a better idea, here's my solution.
Make the big push
and get rid of George Bush.
Make the big push.
Get rid of George Bush.
Make the big push.
Get rid of George Bush. Gotta do it. George.
street, vote electronically. But here's a curious thing. The software's made by only three companies who all support the right wing. So, vote early, vote often, before we all end up in our coffins.
Make the big push.
Get rid of George Bush.
Make the big push.
Get rid of George Bush. A little kick in the tush. Get rid of George Bush. Gotta do it. Gotta get rid of the shrub. He might be Beelzebub. So don't just sit there and shrug. No, no.
Make the big push.
Get George Bush.
Make the big push.
Get rid of George Bush.
Make the big push.
Get rid of George Bush. Gotta do it. Gotta get rid of George.
Hello, my name is Arnold, and I am the Schwarzenegger. Right now, I'm having fun with my wishy-washy Democratic relatives here in Boston.
Certainly the people of Massachusetts.
You are listening to Pacifica Radio's coverage of the Girly Men Convention. You should stay tuned.
Pacifica Radio.
It's fantastic. We'll be back.
California, Bubba Rallis. California,
California.
Bubba Rallis.
For tax breaks, you're a UN pussy. And yes, it's true that I kick ass. Ha! This land will surely vote for me.
You can't say nuclear, that really scares me. Sometimes a brain can come in quite handy, but it's not gonna help.
Whose land is it? Stay tuned for Pacifica Radio's...
The ruling class?
Yeah, they own everything.
Actually, about 90%, and they want the other 10.
Yeah, that's a problem.
There will be no class warfare in this household, young lady. Look, we're trying to cover the Democratic National Convention.
They all work for the same people.
Where'd you learn to talk like that, young lady?
Gorby Dahl, like 1968.
A little before your time.
I wasn't born yesterday.
I never should have taught you to read.
This land is my land!
If there's anything left
Look,
of
I'm
it...
Look, I'm trying to talk on the radio.
Where the hell is the revolution, Daddy?
Yeah, baby boomer.
I'm trying to talk on the radio.
Just propaganda. Mind control. Propaganda. Mind control.
We're just outside the convention hall now, where Bush supporters are having a spirited and articulate debate on the issues of this year's election with some of the anti-war protesters here. Let's listen in.
You don't get the police and have them remove their guns, you'll have thugs ruling the street. In the bigger realm, without a strong military, you're going to have bad people like Fidel Castro trying to rule America.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill.
Killing and murder. Bush is loving his enemy by going to Iraq and rescuing those people. You fool! Why don't you wise up, you leftist communist pinko scum? Why don't you leave America if you don't like it? You fool! You leftist communist pinko, leftist communist pinko, leftist communist pinko scum! Why don't you leave America? You leftist communist pinkos, leftist communist pinkos, leftist communist pinkos scum. Why don't you leave America if you don't like it? Scum. You fool. Bush is loving his enemy. Loving his enemy. Military. Bush is loving his enemy. Loving his enemy. Military.
This is Fettigan Voigt for Pacifica Radio at the Democratic National Convention reporting the truth for a change. We've been listening to some speeches, and Wait a minute, what's that?
We're trying to get Senator Kerry on the
floor. Oh, Scooter's on the floor again. Let's go there right now.
Thank you, Fettigan. This is Scooter from the convention floor. I'm trying to close in on Senator Kerry. Senator, do you have a moment to say a few words to Pacifica Radio and our affiliates?
Well, all right. I have a moment or two. At least I think I do. Yes, I might have. But I have to go empty Teresa soon if you let her sit too long. She fills up with ketchup.
Pacifica listeners are especially attuned to the issues of war and peace. Could you talk a bit about the Iraqi occupation and how you might handle that if elected?
Well, as you can see from the medals I've had soldered to my forehead, I am a Vietnam vet, and I think I was very outspoken about that war. I'm pretty sure I was. Of course, there aren't any parallels between Iraq and Vietnam. For example, yes, I think they might be examples. The strategic hamlets of Mosul and Tikrit, and that other one we're afraid of, Fallujah?
Senator, I think those are cities, not villages or hamlets.
Right. Well, they're in the north, not in the south, like in Vietnam, and the jungle, of course, is quite different. That's going to make my policy of Iraqization tougher, but it has to be done. At least I think it might need to be done.
But, Senator, what about bringing the troops home?
Well, we have to bring them home at once. Of course, we can't bring them home, sort of, almost. It has to be a peace with honor so we don't look all questionable on an international basis, you see. Well, obviously, we have to look like something, and I believe that the UN could tell us what.
Yeah, that's the way it looks, I suppose. You got me doing it. Senator, would you consider the establishment of something like a Middle East Treaty Organization?
Mito, I like it. At least I think I do. It's friendly, like Wendy's or Quiznos. Mito. And your name is?
Scooter, reporting for Pacifica Radio's Truth
for
Change.
Scooter, when I was at an elite finishing school, I had a bicycle named Scooter. Did you have a bicycle named Carrie?
I had a motorcycle named Che.
Well, you remember to vote for somebody. Probably me.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Pacifica. Are you named after that ocean thing?
This is Scooter, reporting live from the convention floor for Pacifica Radio's Truth for a Change, coverage of the Democratic National Convention. Back to you.
We
say to seniors?
We say to seniors, we understand.
We understand how important prescription drug coverage.
How important prescription drug coverage. So prescription drugs will be.
So prescription drugs will be an incredible.
Incredible.
Be an incredible part of the Medicare plan.
Of the Medicare plan.
Embetterment, embetterment, embetterment.
Incredible, incredible, incredible.
Embetterment,
embetterment,
embetterment, embetterment.
Embetterment.
Incredible, incredible,
incredible.
Embetterment, embetterment, embetterment.
Embetterment.
Incredible, incredible, incredible.
Incredible.
Embetterment,
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 embetterment.
Embetterment.
Incredible,
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 incredible.
Incredible.
Listening to the Christmas Coup Comedy Players, that's the CCCP's monthly laughing nightmare, with David Dozer, John McDonough, Mark Kehoe, Marshall Efron and Alphabetti Olson, Joanna Sabbath, John Ashcroft, the Happy Tones, Scooter, Christopher Zagouras, and me, Janet Coleman, with special guests Conrad Jordan and Jerry Lobozo, Billionaires for Bush, Ken Ficarra, Mike Squire, the George W. Bush Singers, Fettigan Voich, Uncle Bob Young, and featuring Scooter's new archival material from Pacifica's Truth for a Change coverage of the Democratic National Convention and Randy Credico as the President of the United States. Remember, you can sign on to our mailbox at ChristmasCoup.com, and we'll be on again next month, the night George Bush gives his acceptance speech. Glad I mumbled that one. Peter Patriot and Captain Privilege is written by Marshall Efron and Alphabetti Olson and edited by Christopher Zagouras, with Marshall Efron as Peter Patriot and David Dozer as Captain Privilege and Mark Kehoe as Saddam Hussein's double. The Blue White House and Terror Alert the Turtle is written by David Dozer. CCC News Network, see Comedy Coup Network News, is written by John McDonough and Mark Kehoe. Peons, Freons, Commissarate, Not Commissarate, and Embetterment in Grinnable are from Songs in the Key of W by the George W. Bush Singers at georgewbushsingers.com. The Squanderer is written by Conrad Jordan and sung by Jerry Lobozo. Make the Big Push, Get Rid of George Bush is written and sung by Mike Sklier. Welcome to New York, Now Just Go Home by Ken LaCara, both appearing Friday, August 6th at the Orange Bear, 47 Murray Street at 7 p.m. Arnold, Protesters, Go Home and Die, Update and Interview with John Kerry by Scooter from the Democratic National coverage, and Let's Buy Pacifica, both times by the billionaires for Bush. See you next month.
You also heard a truncated version of a Bush mix called Peace March, produced at Pine Music Studios in La Porte, Texas.